Rocky, that's another
son of a joke.
What it do, baby boy?
Man, it's all good.
Man, you know it's all good, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro, what you into?
Oh, man, we just chilling, man. Get ready to hit the club.
Well, check this out, man. I'm gonna put my clothes on and we can go get this thing started, man.
All right, bro, you gonna get your stuff together and I'm gonna meet you down at the spot.
Let's get together and party like a
tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I have a guest with me this evening, Derek Salter.
Hello, Derek Salter.
How you doing? All right. I'm doing good with you on here.
I know that's right. I'm doing good with you on here too.
You be live on your YouTube, on live Facebook. You got it going on there, Mr. Salter.
I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I do it for you all, you know, for real.
All right. You got all that energy. My goodness. So tell a little bit about yourself for those that are listening and don't know of you. So tell a little bit about yourself and how you came along in the music industry and how you got started.
Okay. Well, my name is Derek Salter, you know what I'm saying? Known as the son of Jody. I'm the founder of the 2018 Takeover, and the platform is basically built upon artists, you know what I'm saying, that's gone unknown, the ones who need to be known. You know, it's just the ones that don't get heard at all. So what I've created a platform that everybody can be heard. DJs, promoters, artists, club owners, you know, for everybody. You know, and so mm-hmm. that's what 2018 Takeover is based upon. Now, me, myself, you know, I can't really just speak too much about me, so I just make it short and just, I'm from Columbus, Mississippi, and I've been doing music all of my life, you know what I'm saying, ever since I was about 13 years old. in music, you know, saying I was inspired just by just certain artists like Johnny Taylor and Marvin Sea, you know, just to name a few. And those artists that my mother and my uncle, you know, they all of them were DJs, so you know, I used to listen to them all the time. When we used to go out, you know, saying I get the LP, you know, and the 12-inch records, if you know what I'm talking about. And
yeah.
I go to spin them. You know, I didn't know anything about it, but I go to spinning them because I used to see them. You know, so I go to spinning them, and the music was just naturalness that I just picked up on just by, you know, just looking at them and the parties that they used to do and how all their friends used to come over and everybody used to just have a good time. So, you know, music was all around me all of my life. So I guess it was instilled when I was born with it, you know, pretty much.
All right. So where are you calling from right now, Eric Salter?
Well, actually, I'm in Birmingham, Alabama now.
All right. That's my mother's side of family down there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'm down here. I'm a country man, you know what I'm saying? Look, you know, hospitality, you know? Hey.
Right.
Hey,
we cook
greens and cornbread, you know what I'm saying? We're going to fix your plate, you know what I'm saying? Come on in. We're going to welcome you in. So it's about self-love, basically. So, you know, that's all we offering over here, you know what I'm saying, to take over is self-love.
That's my kind of people over there. I was there living down there when I was at a very young age. And that's where you calling from right now?
Yeah, that's where I'm calling from now. Yeah.
All right. So who inspired you as a young man coming up before you got into the music industry? What favorite R&B artist inspired you to keep going and getting in the music industry, you know, getting in your musical journey? Who is your favorite artist?
My favorite? I mean, you know what? I'm going to say it like this. The ones that are living today,
if it's possible.
Okay, well, yeah, I got several, you know, some of the ones that's living today, you know. I don't really want to call too many names, you know, because I don't want to leave nobody out. But I put it like this here. It's a lot of great Southern soul artists, man, that you know what I'm saying, that's in the game, you know what I'm saying, that really I really look up to, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't want to call any names because I don't want to leave no one out. But I give homage and respect to those ones, you know what I'm saying, just on the simple strength because, you know, watching them, you know what I'm saying, they most definitely inspired me to do me, you know, and by them doing them, you know what I'm saying, that, hey, I do me. So, I mean, like I tell everybody, you know, I didn't get into this here for competition to compete with nobody and that like that.
Right.
I look at the OGs that did it before me, and I look at them. That's why I say I don't want to call no names because I look at them and I get, you know what I'm saying, what they're doing, and I just mix it with my blend, and hey, we just come up with it.
You do a very good job.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it.
You do a very good job. Very good job. Your music is, it makes you move. Feel good music, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you the kind you want to play repeat over and over on the radio because it gets you going. And for the love of returning to R&B music, perfect timing, Derek Salter, because people are really yearning for that old school sound, that old school R&B music, you know, for lovers, for people that are looking for love, that type of old school R&B music, and you do a very good job at it. The song that I played, Let's Get Together, featuring Moe Stovall, did I pronounce that name correct?
Yes, he's the co-founder of the 2018 Takeover, yeah, Mr. Moe Stovall, the Bill Report.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about that song, Let's Get Together. How did you come up with the title of that song?
You know what? I was sending my mother yard one day, and I guess I could have been listening to some Marvin Sees or something, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, I can remember, you know, because I had a conversation with my mother, and I was like, Mom, I can remember when y'all used to go to the spot, or y'all used to go to a party back in y'all days when everything was all white. People then used to stand up against the wall and look at each other. People used to get together. Come on, they go out here and dance. Come on, they go have a good time. So, you know, I wanted to get that sound back because the music that was going on back then, you know what I'm saying, we can most definitely bring it back today. So I felt like, well, if I put this song together, get the old school, get the young school, put both of them together, then let's get together and do it like they used to do back in the days. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's basically what it was. It was the idea of what my mom and them used to do back in their days.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad you came up and got it together and doing it. And thank you. Now, tell me about this new music, the album. Tell the audience out there briefly about your new album. What's the name of the new album?
The title of the new album is going to be Grown and Sexy. Yeah, Grown and Sexy.
All right.
Grown and Sexy.
Yeah. Now, what about this album, Son of Jody? And what does it mean by you calling yourself Son of Jody?
Okay. Okay, but I could just go. I ain't going to make it long. I just make this brief, too. It's a tribute. You know what I'm saying? It's a tribute to Johnny Taylor, and it's a tribute to Marvin Cease. Back in the day, 60s and 70s, you know what I'm saying, Johnny Taylor was talking about Jody. You know, so when he died, you know what I'm saying, the 80s and the 90s, Marvin Cease went to talking about Jody. So when he died, you know what I'm saying, somebody got to live to tell the story of Jody was doing this and Jody was doing that. So instead of letting those guys legend, instead of letting that legend die, I rebirthed that legend. So it's a tribute to both of those guys, you know what I'm saying, and I'm the son of Jody.
All right. Okay. Okay. And thank you. Thank you, Derek Salter.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And, yeah. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to spin another one of your songs. This one's called As Long As She a Lady.
As Long As She's a Lady.
Yeah. How did you come up with that now? I know it's got to be a story on this song here.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. First and foremost, I love my mother. So, you know what I'm saying? My mother's a lady. So, you know, like I say, you know, I'm from Mississippi, so I still believe in chivalry, you feel me? Opening up doors and pulling out chairs, things of that nature. You know, so when I look at my mother's a lady, so I expect a man to do my mother the same. So why not just, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, put a crown on each lady's head, you know what I'm saying, regardless of her size, her color, or whatever she may be, where she come from, but as long as she's a lady, that's the most important part of it all, so yeah.
All right, here is As Long As She's a Lady by Derek Salter. Stay tuned, everyone.
As long as she's a lady.
Another Rob G exclusive.
As long as she's a lady.
She can be bad, she can be thick, she can be skinny. As long as she's a lady. As long as she's a lady. She can be black, she can be white, she can be Asian. As long as she a lady, I'm searching for a lady that likes my style. She makes me smile and work my wild. Yeah, yeah, a special kind of lady. She knows her worth, she goes to church, she know where it hurts. That's the kind of lady that I like. That's the kind of lady that I need. That's the kind of lady smiles so bright, and then her love is so guaranteed. That's a lady, pretty lady. If you a lady, and I'm a lady, stand them lady, before the lady, yeah. She a lady. She can be black, she can be white, she can be Asian. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady. I'm searching for a lady that has pretty feet. She dressed unique, her body's on fleek. A special kind of lady. She's always classy, she never trashy, and when she go to talking, she keep me laughing. That's the kind of lady that I like. That's the kind of lady that I need. That's the kind of lady, future so bright, and with my love is so guaranteed. That's a lady, pretty lady, and all my lady. If you a lady, and stand up lady, it's for the lady, yeah. She a lady. She can be black, she can be white, she can be Asian. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady.
This for all the grown and sexy ladies right here. You can be fat, you can be thick, or you can be skinny. See, it really don't even matter, because your outer appearance ain't what makes your inner. So as long as you a lady, stand up.
She can be fat, she can be thick, she can be skinny. As long as she a lady. As long as she a lady. She can be black, she can be white, she can be Asian.
As Long as She a Lady by Derek Salter. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am Lady Diva here, your host this evening, with the son of Jody.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. Tell everyone about your YouTube channel.
My YouTube channel, it's Derek, the son of Jody. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Salter. You know what I'm saying? You can go subscribe to it. Now, my YouTube channel and what I did with that, I wanted to expand. So what I done, I just went over to YouTube, you know what I'm saying, and I got, you know what I'm saying, my supporters, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even calling them fans, because fans are just people, they just fans momentarily. With supporters, they're going to be there regardless of the up and down. So what I've done, I created something over there on the YouTube, so my supporters can come over there, you know what I mean? And what we can do a show over there without getting interrupted as well. So, I decided to expand that platform.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And your live Facebook videos as well. You be really rocking it.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I do it for the grown and sexy people, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my mama listens. You know what I'm saying? And when my mama listening, that's the reason why I create the music that I do, because if my mother is listening, she's not afraid to play my music around her friends and,
right,
all of her associates. And I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful towards no one. So as long as she's a lady, I was talking about short, tall, big, small, long,
yeah,
hair, blonde, bald, cousins, in-laws. I'm talking about all of them,
right.
Black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, Brazilian, Russian, whoever, Italian. I mean, just ladies, period, because when the Lord made a woman, he made a beautiful thing. So, why not talk about, the greatest creation on earth to me? So, as long as she's a lady.
Wow. You are something else. I wish I could jump through this phone right now at you. All right. Oh, my. Let me shut up. Anyways, can you go ahead and give the information of your website? And if you're on the social sites you're on, Instagram or Facebook, go ahead and spell them out so our listeners can catch up with you on your listed social sites and your website that you're on.
Okay, well, you can, I'm on Twitter, Derek Salter, DerrickSalter. The same as on Facebook, the same as on Instagram, the same as on YouTube. Derek Salter going to pretty much be where you can link me to anything, anything that I have going on today or anything I have going on next month. Derek Salter most definitely be the link to wherever I'm at.
Well, all right. Thank you for that information. And what is it that you want people to get out into your music? What is that ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music? I didn't hear what you had mentioned and what you talked about, but what is your ultimate desire, Derek Salter?
To bring everybody together as one, you know? I mean, we've been divided for so long, so I feel that Southern Soul, I mean, man, like I said, I'm from Mississippi. I can remember when back in the days when grandma, you know what I'm saying, we come to grandma's house, you know what I'm saying, on a Sunday dinner and everybody gathered together.
Yeah.
And they come with the
Sunday dinner. Yeah.
You know, they come with the Sunday because they know grandma going to cook them greens.
Cook, yeah.
Grandma got that cornbread. You know what I'm saying? But then on top of it, grandma got that good Kool-Aid. You know,
yeah.
So I mean, you know what I, you know, and that's what I wanted to do, you know, and so that's
yeah.
the reason why I created what I created, the 2018 takeover, because I wanted everybody to come together as one, man, because like I said, we've been divided for so long. So if we come together as one, man, and not compete with one another, but compete with ourselves, then we'll be
yeah.
a force to be reckoned with.
Exactly. A lot of our black folks been taught to hate each other. And it seems
right.
like a curse you can't get out of, because nowadays our younger black men have a lot of hostility against each other. And it's really over petty things when you should be
yeah.
lifting each other up and really loving your next door brother. And it goes for women as well. So we have a long way to go, but if people have like-minded to want to love each other and not having any hostility, you know, it will be a better world and better black communities today. And you're right. You
yeah.
know, we all need yeah. to come together.
Come together. I mean, you know, and it first started with things self. It's called self-love. Self-love
yes.
is the best love that you could possibly ever have. And when you got self-love, can no one else take that away from you unless you allow them to. So now
yeah.
who wants to allow someone to hurt them, or who wants to allow someone to just put their foot on their neck, or just, you know what I'm saying, kick them in, you know, who wants to allow someone to do that? So instead of doing that, just focus on that self-love, where he it is, you can avoid all of that. You feel what I'm saying? And,
yes.
and everybody else, they're going to love you from your inner you to your outer you. You know what I'm saying? For real. So
right.
self-love. Self-love is the best
self-love.
Love.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you still touring in the United States, in the U.S.?
Yeah, I'm still touring. Well, actually, you know what I'm saying? You know what? I just got back from Chicago. We be moving around so much, you know what I mean? And I just
mm-hmm.
got back from Chicago. So I'm on my way to San Antonio. I'm on my way to Seattle, Washington. I'm on my way to Huntsville. We're going to Montgomery, Alabama. We're going to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You feel me?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, yeah, we pretty much, man, going everywhere, you know, for real.
Okay, well, put me on your map. Put me on your map. I'm in
uh-huh.
Indiana, Evansville,
okay.
Indiana. So hopefully if you're in Ohio, come and holler at me. I would like to see you
okay.
perform down here in my little town.
Okay. Okay, well, you know what? I tell you what, you know what I'm saying? I make it even better. I'm quite sure you know some promoters I told your way. You know what I'm saying? You let them know one thing, you know? Man, Southern Soul is here, you feel me? And
I sure will.
I mean, even for the ones who haven't heard of it, best believe
yeah.
one thing for sure and two things for certain. You know what I mean? When it's heaven sent and not hand-picked, see, this heaven sent music. This music right here that's going to refresh your soul. It's like taking your soul to the washing it and drying it.
All
and
right,
it
now.
So hang up and feel so good.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what this Southern Soul is here to stay. You know what I mean? It's here to stay. So, yeah.
All right.
It's for
okay.
everybody, you know? Yeah.
Right. So, so how many awards and or accomplishments you made with your skill and talent in your musical journey? I know you had received a lot of awards and a lot of music events, haven't you, since you've been
yes,
in the music industry? How many awards you got? And, well, overall, how many accomplishments?
You know what? Let me see. I'm going to say it like this. The Lord has blessed me I had a number one single for like 6 months straight. You know what I'm saying? Dance of Groove had been number one for 6 months straight.
Wow.
Let me see. I was in the Savior magazine. You know what I'm saying? I won the best voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I did that. I was actually on the TV show, The Voice. I was on The Voice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big accomplishment. Yeah, you know, I rubbed shoulders with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't get actually all the way where I was supposed to be and go with it, where I know I could have. But I was blessed to be able to, you know what I'm saying, come into contact with so many different people from different walks of the world. And they liked
yeah.
what I was doing. So, you know, they
yeah.
plugged me into different places. And I, you know, hey, I'm going to tell you like this here. A plug better than nothing. Feel me?
Exactly.
I tell anybody, a plug better than nothing. If you get a card, that's better than nothing. You understand where I'm coming from? If somebody
yeah.
say hey to you that's in the industry and they doing their thing, guess what? That's better than that. Cause guess what? They recognize you. So, I mean, you know, I thank God for Jesus just for the recognition of all the people who has already recognized me. So, yeah, I'm humbled enough to, you know, accept my accomplishments and be blessed to continue on blessing everybody with the gift that the Lord has blessed me to give, you know? So, yeah.
Right. Right. So where can we purchase your music at online? iTunes? Can you name?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Where can we purchase your music online? Is that on iTunes? Where can they buy your singles or your album?
Okay. Well, you can go download Dance and Groove on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? It's on iTunes. Long As She's the Latest on CD Baby. Let's Get Together is on CD Baby. You know, all of my singles, pretty much, you can get them on CD and iTunes. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You hear that, everyone? And anyone can call the show right now at 657-383-0771. Speak to the son of Jody, Derek Salter. And so, I would like to ask you, do you have any other new music projects coming up the end of this year or next year, maybe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got this one song, you know, I mean, you know, I keep it grown and sexy, you feel me? And
uh-huh.
This is my lifestyle. Southern Soul is my lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like my OG always tell me, you know, Mo Stovall, you know, that's my big brother. You know, he always tell me all the time, like, you know, the music that you do, it's inspiring music. So if you're going to inspire him with this music, inspire him even more with more and more. So I can't do nothing but just crank this grown and sexy all the way up and give
yeah.
you grown and sexy at his finest. You feel what I'm saying? And make
yeah.
you feel it from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. If it makes you tap your feet,
shoot.
Then I know one thing is that.
Okay, okay. Well, why are you talking like that right now? Why don't you throw in a few lyrics and sing for us, me and some ladies, right now? Can you do it?
Oh, you know, most definitely. I got you. Most definitely.
All right, then.
Yeah. Yeah. I met a girl one day, let me tell you how the story goes. She was a pretty fine thing, and I think the woman's name was Rose. Now see, this kind of woman, she can team be a thing or two. But to keep this kind of woman, you gotta know what to do, yeah. And she looked better than apple pie. Them girl was sweet, sweet, sweet. She was so sexy fine, and just a little bit older than thee. But with the right conversation and taking my time, thinking I can make her my girl. How she looked like the one for me, sweet, sweet. Now, baby girl, had a thing about her. I hear some sexy in her voice.
can't help but wanna be around her. And I just wanna say, I don't see nothing wrong with making the girl feel good. And I just wanna take her home and show you what a young man can do. She looked better than apple pie. The girl was sweet, sweet, sweet. She was so sexy fine, and just a little bit older than D. But with the right conversation and taking my time, I thinking I can make her my girl. Oh, she looked like the one for me. Sweet, sweet.
All right. Ooh, I love that. Sound like you sang in a May Baby show. Oh, wow. You are awesome. You are awesome. Oh, my goodness. That was very good. That was very good. Loved it. Oh, okay. I just made my insides all juicy and stuff. Woo. Well, anyway, let me get off of this.
All right.
You are very hot. Derek Salter, you are very hot. I am so happy that you participated to come on my show. I'm quite sure you're a busy man and you've been on a lot of radio shows, and I really appreciate it, and thank you so much, and more blessings on your musical journey.
I appreciate it. I most definitely appreciate it. I appreciate you. For real, I appreciate you taking your time, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, I have been watching you for a very long time, especially on Facebook Live and on your YouTube. So, hey, don't stop what you're doing. You are gathering a lot of followers, and a lot of people are paying attention to you. You got my attention. So,
appreciate it. Okay.
You have any community events you're doing in your community, in your city and town where you live at?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you. I we just done something down in Mobile, Alabama, for my mother Lillian. You know what I'm saying? I call her my godmother. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Miss Lillian Wallace and her sister Miss Shannon Wallace. They had lost their mother, and so what we done in 4 days, we put together a Southern Soul, you know, saying event where, you know, we can raise funds for them because of the fact that they did lose their mother. You know, and they came down, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, not expecting that, you know, the outcome was going to be the way that it was. But, you know, we definitely put something together for them, and we gave them, you know, so we gave them the money that we had got, you know, for real, for the show. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was nice. That's nice. Yeah. So will you be doing other community events like that again in the near future?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? I mean, actually, you know what I'm saying, I had seen some earlier. We got a show on August 11th, but I had seen some earlier about someone had a house fire and they had lost all of their things. And, you know, Southern Soul artists are coming together. And, you know, and I was, you know, I ran across it, and, you know, that was the interest of mine. I mean, even though I won't be able to be there because of the show, but, you know, I most definitely can, you know, do what I can possibly do, you know, yeah.
All right. Okay. So would you like to mention your website information again and your social sites?
Yeah, sure. Like I said, you can find me, man, Derek Salter. Derek Salter going to lead you to wherever it is that you need to be. On like I said, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I mean, Derek Salter. Derek Salter, the son of Jody. You know what I mean? That name will take you wherever you want to go. Pretty much, you know.
I'm quite sure there are ladies writing this stuff down real fast right now.
Yeah, SOJ Music.
You are a very attractive man. And I'm quite sure the ladies are climbing all over you, ain't they? Are they throwing their panties at you and mailing them to you and stuff yet?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you what I get a whole lot. I get, you know, because they call me the son of Jody, so I get a whole lot of ladies. Like, Oh, you that Jody? No, 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 no. I'm not that Jody. I don't want your woman. I don't want that woman. I don't want nobody else.
Oh,
wow.
Well,
I'm not going to come through no back door. I'm not going to come through no window. I'm not going to come through none of that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to come through the front door.
Really?
I got a key in my pocket. I'm going to turn the knob.
Oh,
and when I walk
God.
In there, that means my shoes at the door. Ain't nobody else's there. Ain't no more footprints on the carpet. I ain't going to leave no, none of that. You feel me? Everything belongs to me. So, I mean, I'm not coming to take nobody else's nothing. Everybody,
you're
keep
a one-woman man.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, the name, don't let the name, you know, the name is the, you know, Son of Jody, that's the entertainment name. My name is Derek Salt, and I'm a man.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, yeah.
All
I'll be right. Man before I be everything. So that's all I'm saying, you know.
All right. So you can go ahead and give a shout-out to anyone that supported you on your music journey tonight. Go right ahead, Derek Salter.
Okay. Man, I want to give a shout-out, man, first and foremost, man. Thank God for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And you know, because I know one thing, man, from this day to every day that comes to come with, you know, so I thank God for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout-out to my number one assistant, Mika Nay. You feel me? I mean, she most definitely, hey, she handled her job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she got me.
Yeah, she handled her job. Definitely. Yeah, she handled her job. That's why I call her my number one assistant. You know, Miss Pansy, Miss Rosalyn, you know what I'm saying, behind the scenes entertainment, you know what I'm saying? My brother, my big brother, you know what I'm saying, Moe Stovall, you feel what I'm saying? Man, DJ Trucker, man, I mean, Big Roll, man, like, man, I'm talking about Big Truck Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Hustle League, you
oh,
feel
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, Big Truck
yeah,
Entertainment. Yeah.
Mobile. Man, I'm talking about, man, shout out to Jabo Glenn, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Ruth Davis. I mean, you know, just, hey, Big Daddy E. I mean, you know what I'm saying, just ones that's coming to my mind, man. OG Stan Mosley, you feel what I'm saying? I mean, Lomax, hey. I mean, all the ones, man, Jay Reed, all the ones, man, that, you know, seeing what I'm doing and loving what I'm doing, man, look at here. If I don't want to, that's the reason why I ain't want to call no names, because it's so many to call, you feel what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell
yeah.
you like this. I love up on all of y'all. If I miss anybody, feel me? Don't hold it against my heart. You know what I'm saying? Because I might make, hey, as it come to me, I say it. You know what I'm saying? For real. But, yeah, man, I give a shout out to you. You feel what I'm saying? For even taking the time to let me do what it is that I do, you know? For real, you know? It's an honor, man, just for anybody to sit and listen to you, period. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
Hey, coming from where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? Hey, to be heard, man, that's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? To be heard
yeah.
is a blessing. So,
yes, it is.
You know, to be a voice of reason right now, to be a voice of reason to everybody that's listening right now, I tell you one thing for sure and two things for certain. Self-love is the best love that you can possibly ever have. And that's real.
Right. Right.
That's
so
real.
Did you have a big experience being on The Voice?
Oh, man. Yeah, the dude seen me.
Wide
he was like,
open experience, huh?
Yeah, the dude, he was like, oh, he came the same, but he looked like he finna sing. And I guess he must have felt like, yeah, he finna sing. So I went in there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was 10 of us, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I started to sing, you know what I'm saying? And,
Yeah, and I
sang. But you know, I mean, you know, they picked who they wanted to pick, but. You know, it was an experience, just the fact that the judges was like, yo, hey, you can sing for real. I said, okay. So I knew then, like, okay.
Yeah,
you know, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got, even though you get on a big stage like that and you weren't chosen, you still have a journey. And that was just one part where that will put you out there in the lights for other sponsors and other followers to catch in on your wagon. But that is real good and real something that you got up on The Voice and they actually heard you. So that is awesome. That is really awesome. So I'm like, had to be a big experience. Do you have any words of wisdom you want to give for those that are suffering or that is wanting to get into the music industry? You have any advice you want to give?
I'm going to tell you the first thing that you should do if you're trying to do whatever you're going to do, you know what I'm saying? You got to definitely be humble and be patient. You know what I'm saying? I know we got five senses, and being humble and patient is most definitely supposed to be a part of those as well, because we have no other choice but to be. And as long as you're humble and patient, you know what I'm saying, and you know who you are from your in to your out, then, you know what I'm saying, everything that's going to come to you is most definitely already there. The journey is only the beginning of what it is to come. You just got to continue, you know what I'm saying, on that path. And once you continue on that path, then everything going to come to you accordingly. You know, so my thing is to just stay on course. And being on course, man, you can achieve and continue to believe in it. You can achieve everything that you possibly want, you know. And that's, I mean,
yeah.
I'm glad I don't look like what I done been through. So just, you know,
yeah,
I'm going to leave that like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that like that. But I'm glad I don't look like what I done been through. So, you know, I thank God for Jesus every day for everything. So, you know, I'm blessed like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for those words of wisdom. Do you play any music instruments still, piano or horn or anything?
No, I don't do it now. No, I don't do it now. Yeah.
You used
I mainly just sing. Yeah, I used to play instruments.
Okay. 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 All right. Well, I will be playing another one of your song tracks, and that one's called The Son of Jody. And that will be
right. The
last song I'm playing on the showcase. I don't want to keep holding you up. I know you got plenty of things to do. And I want to say thank you for the participation on the show this evening. You sang good. And I will continue following you. Anyone who have missed the show is still active, where you can listen on the show by following the link. And also, the show will be syndicated and playing on other radio stations online. On the internet, you can look for me. I'll be on jazzyjams.online weekly from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. And also, I'll be on Blues Jazz Radio during the week, also in the mornings from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Central Standard Time. My shows will be playing on all those radio stations. And this show is recorded. So I want to say, Derek Salter, more blessings to you. You're an awesome, talented man, and you keep doing what you're doing. And I just want to say thank you for your support, and thank everyone for tuning in. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I am signing out.
I want to tell you about the man that I I'm the son of Jody, y'all. I'm his precious little baby boy. He told me a long time ago that I'm his one and only pride and joy. I'm not saying of glory, y'all. I'm his precious. I'm telling you it ain't